Let's say hello to our next contestants, Paul Doust and Jessica LaQuintano. Paul, an Australian living in Brooklyn.
Indeed. Fellow Commonwealthian.
You're very Commonwealthy. And your name is Paul, which is the only name you can have in Australia.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep. I mean, apart from Hogan, obviously, yes.
Paul Hogan. Oh, yeah, your first name can also be Crocodile.
Yes. I only saw that movie last year for the first time.
And what'd you think?
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. I got all the references beforehand and then again once I watched it.
You have a love-hate relationship with New York?
Yeah, I consider it kind of abusive lover.
Yeah. Yeah, that's accurate.
Correctly stated, yes.
What do you love about New York?
Karaoke.
Karaoke? Yeah. Oh my God, wait till you find out you can do that anywhere.
I know.
Jessica, I am very impressed. You are getting a master's degree to become a history teacher. Nice work. What's your focus?
My research background is Latin American history, but I used to teach Western Civ, so anything from the French Revolution to the fall of the Berlin Wall.
All right.
I know barely enough to teach teenagers about it.
I like the jargon. I've never said to someone, I know a lot about Western Civ. I've never been bold enough to do that, to shorten it. Civilization. You know, Civ. Okay, they say wine pairs well with cheese, or reading a book pairs well with a rainy day. Jessica, what would you say pairs well with you?
My husband.
That is both sweet, but I love the sort of sad, like sort of resigned way that you said it. Yeah? Why?
Yeah. I don't like a lot of people, and he's okay, and we have... We have about one friend between the two of us,
yeah.
So it's manageable.
I like it. Paul, what pairs well with Paul?
I kind of already said it, but karaoke.
Karaoke, yeah. What is your go-to song? Everyone has one.
Either I Touch Myself by the Divinyls.
Yeah.
Or Informer by Snow.
Yeah.
Fellow Canadian.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. All right, so this game is called Pair It Down. Every answer will be a pair, sort of. Actually, every answer will be a word that begins with the letters P-A-R-A. Puzzle Guru Archung, please tell me what's going on with this game.
Let me explain.
It's hard.
If we said Holiday and Martins, you would say the word paradox, because Doc Holiday and Doc Martins are a paradox.
So you're going to hear the two things, figure out what their commonality is, and then you're going to put P-A-R-A in front of it to create a new word. And you can ring in and talk it out. Dorsal and huckleberry. Jessica.
Fins. Pair of fins.
Pair of fins. Yes! The check is in the mail, and I gave at the office. Jessica.
Paralyze?
Yes, that's right.
What was the other lie you had?
Oh, I never got your email? That is the biggest lie of all time, right? There's no email you didn't get. Photo and bamboo. Paul.
Paragraphs?
Ooh, no, that's a good guess, but that's not the answer
guess.
We're looking for.
I was like, photograph, yes.
Oh, I got it.
Sorry.
Can I guess again?
Not allowed to buzz in again. Sorry, one answer at a time. Jessica, do you have any clue?
Parachutes.
That's right.
Cats and goldfish. Paul.
Parapets.
Parapets. Exactly. Fuji and Everest. Paul.
Mountains. Paramountains. Paramounts. Paramount.
Paramount. If you said Paramountains, there could have been a riot in the crowd. It was like, come talk to us. Bello and the first king of Israel. Jessica.
Parasols.
Parasols? Yes, Ferdinand and Durham. Jessica.
Parables.
Parables. Now, like, I feel like this game's too easy. This is your last question. Snake Eyes and Boxcars. Jessica.
Paradise.
Paradise. Well done, you two.
Yeah, that was a tough game, but Jessica, congratulations, you're our winner.
We will see you in the final round, and coming up, we'll find out how brunch changed the life of Daily Show's Asif Manvi, so stick around. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.